Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org for Tuesday, October 16th, 2007. In the West Bank, Israeli troops invade Nablus, killing two. In the Gaza Strip, meanwhile, the Hamas movement has supported calls for the UN to withdraw from the Quartet Group. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Two Palestinians, Al-Aqsa Brigade's leader Bassem Abu Sarria and an elderly Palestinian man, were killed in an Israeli invasion of the northern West Bank city of Nablus in the early hours of Tuesday morning. The Al-Aqsa Brigades, the armed wing of Fatah, announced the death of Abu Sarria several hours after the resistance fighter was injured by Israeli army gunfire. The elderly Palestinian man, later identified as Abid Shakir Al-Wazir, 70, was killed in clashes that erupted after the man had been forced from his home. During the attack, troops kidnapped at least four Palestinians from different areas of Nablus. In all, at least 10 Palestinians were abducted from different parts of the West Bank in the early hours of Tuesday morning. Elsewhere, one civilian was shot and injured and one house demolished when the Israeli army invaded the northern West Bank city of Kalkulia on Monday night. Local sources reported that at least four bulldozers demolished the home of Bashir Kedraj, who is currently imprisoned in an Israeli detention facility. The injured bystander was later identified as Yahya Mohammed Abu Awad, 20. A Palestinian farmer suffered head wounds after he was attacked by illegal Israeli settlers near the northern West Bank city of Nablus on Tuesday. The victim, along with several other farmers, was attacked with rocks as he harvested olives near the illegal Israeli settlement of Kedamim. The man was transferred to a hospital in Nablus for medical treatment. Egyptian security forces on Tuesday discovered two separate tunnels thought to be used for smuggling weapons, goods and people into the Gaza Strip. The tunnels were found near the Gaza border and contained a quantity of heroin, a cache of ammunition and one bomb. Three Palestinians were arrested in connection with the incident. Also on Tuesday, Israeli forces invaded the Jur al-Dik area, located in the central Gaza Strip, raising arable lands and kidnapping a number of civilians. The Hamas movement on Tuesday welcomed the comments made by John Dugard, the United Nations Special Rapporteur for Human Rights in the Palestinian Territories, regarding the withdrawal of the United Nations from the Quartet. Sami Abu Zuri, a spokesperson for Hamas, welcomed the bold statement and called on Palestinian officials and Arab countries to take an equally bold stance over perceived international bias against the Palestinian people. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, brought to you by John Smith and George Rushmore.